The following is a paid program. Information on the program is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and the shakers, the businesses, the people you know and your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
All right, welcome everyone. Nan Cohen is here. DivorceRealityExpert.com is where you need to go. Dealing with divorce, that's why we are here the first Saturday of every month on Pittsburgh Works. You can email her at either nan@divorcerealityexpert.com or nan@nanondivorce.com. Phone number is 412-996-3466. And Mrs. Cohen, good to have you on the program. And this is the time of year that, as they say, it hits the fan. The holidays are over. The packages are put away. All the tinsel and tree is down. And now it's time for either you or me to go. So let's talk about dealing with divorce in a very difficult post-holiday time of year. Good morning.
Well, it's really funny. I was going to let you keep going on and on and on and on over there. You laughing over there?
I'm always
you
laughing.
You know what?
I'm
You're
here.
Saying that. But you know what? Everybody's doing good now. You know?
So they're beyond all this?
Well, you know, it's funny. I met with somebody who was 2 years out of a divorce and heard our last show, and I got him, his mojo is going on now. You know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you know? Divorce happens. I keep trying to tell you that. And eventually, life doesn't end. You know, it moves on. So you're either going to grab it or you're going to stay there and just rotten misery.
But here's something else we're dealing with in this part of our life called 2013. Multiple divorces is something that we've never even touched on. So there are many people out there who have been there, done that. And each time, the scar tissue gets thicker.
But you've learned something, I'm going to hope, from each divorce. Okay, listen, you're going to make new mistakes, but you can't go back and repeat the old mistakes. You've got to learn why you made those old mistakes. So, yeah, you know, I make new mistakes every day.
Let me just ask you this. Do you think people should be married in 2013?
Absolutely. Why do you want to?
But why is the divorce rate so high?
Because they're not doing it right. And you know what? It was like I told you last show. You know what? What is the one common ground that we find out in why marriages fail? What is the one thing that breaks down?
Communication.
That's it. We talked about that, right? So if you don't hold on to that and you just assume or you think they understand, listen, as you get older in a marriage, you know, you're different things happen. All of a sudden you become an empty nester and then you say to your kids are
gone. Now what am I going to do?
Hi, my name is Nan. Nice to meet you. Well, it's a new, you know, it wasn't like we just got married. You've got kids that are now in college, gone, out of the house. You got to reinvent yourself there.
Here I go again, going back to the fabulous 60s. My parents obviously, and I know if they were married today, it might be different, but they had this ability to communicate via body language, okay? And they both went through empty nesters syndrome to the point where they lasted about a month. My parents were happy to see us go. Six kids, and a lot of kids are living in their home a lot longer than they were when we were younger. But they just had this ability to, even if they didn't verbally communicate, still communicate by lying side by side at night in the same bed, eating their meals together, taking drives together, holding hands from time to time, even if it was a brief look across the table. They kept it going that way. I think that's something else that we've lost today, too.
You take it for granted. I mean, you assume that life and nothing changes. I mean, listen, you've got to, it's reinvent. You know, when you have people that you've been married and, you know, looking at job loss, you know, we're going to talk, we've got Jeff Paneer's in the house today. He's sitting here, he's ready to go, he's anxious.
I want some of what he's got. He looks great.
We're going to slide him in a couple minutes. But, you know, when you look at life moving on, you know, you cannot just say, well, we've been married for 25 years. Hi, how are you? It takes a lot of work to stay married today, and you've got to make the commitment to do that.
Do you believe in destiny? And then we're going to take our first break. By the way, Nan Cohen is here. DivorceRealityExpert.com is where you can find out more. Do you believe in fate and destiny, where some people are just meant for each other? You know, the whole thing about opposites attract, because if you look at people like my parents and of that generation, they just stayed together. And honestly, I've never been at a funeral or alone with either one of the spouses after one passes. And I know them well enough to where they would talk to me. that they've ever said they regretted being married. Why did they just seem to get it? Was it fate? Was it that time of the year? More gratitude coming out of the depression, taking neither one for granted, as a lot of people do today? Why did it just seem to work then and it doesn't now?
Well, they took the time to make it work.
That's right.
There you go. So when you look at statistics, it's scary as heck, but I'm going to have my children hope and wish to get married to stay married. You know, you can still have the white picket fence. So what, you make a mistake and you learn from it, you produce beautiful children, and those kids are with you for a lifetime. Mm-hmm. Hold on to that. Enjoy every moment. You know, this week I was kind of saddened when I talked to somebody on the phone and they said, well, you know, I'm divorced now and I'm going to attend my daughter's functions and I'm going to stay in the back of the room. Why? Because you're divorced? It was ludicrous to hear that. You belong in the front of the room just as your ex does, and you're there for the child, and you're there to make it happen for that child. That child didn't ask for the divorce. It's tough out there. You know, there's a lot of things that come into play today. It's an instantaneous world for everybody. I think divorce comes into play with that, too. I'm done. Look, I said this to you before. You're going to get married, right? You're going to spend the time for all the proper... the gown, the tux it has to match, the flowers, the plates, the candy. These brides make themselves crazy. But yet one rough road comes down, maybe two. Maybe life really tests you the third time. I'm done. I'm out. That's not what your parents said I do for. That's not what my parents said I do for. Mm-hmm. So there's something to be learned there.
You know, you're pretty good at this.
I know.
Anyway, the book is...
I want to say I know because I listen. I listen to what the clients are saying. And we're getting them to move on.
Dealing with Divorce, Reality Revealed. It is Nan Cohen. This is Pittsburgh Works. We'll be back.
If it's happening now, you're hearing it now. Only on The Voice of Pittsburgh. News Radio 1040, KDKA. These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on The Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, we are back, and Jeff Pannier is going to be here in a little bit, all about youth, Pittsburgh Premier Cosmetic Laser Center, Babcock Boulevard in Ross Township up in the North Hills. Website is up on my Facebook page, but if you want to do it yourself, it's allaboutyouth.net. Phone number is 412-366-7301. He'll be here in a moment, but right now, your host, ladies and gentlemen, she is divorce reality expert, Nan Cohen. All right, Nan, what's next?
When you talk about divorce in statistics, you know, I wouldn't want to be part of that number anymore. You know, I think at some point you just got to shut that down and know what you want to do and how you want to make it work. I had a client say to me the other day, actually we were at lunch, and it's all about the kids and it's all about what her ex's schedule is like and meeting everybody else's needs. And I listened to this for about 15, 20 minutes. You know, I always give them a good ear, and I just happened to say, well, what about you in all of this? There's no time. You know, I don't have the time to think about myself. But she's willing to go out and she wants to meet somebody and this and that. And I said, you know what? Until you're strong, healthy, and healed, that's not a good idea. You want to put everything you can into that new relationship to build on that relationship. And until you're healed and healthy for that, I don't suggest you do that.
Yeah, but Nan, if I wanted another job, I'd get paid for it. I mean, can it just happen? Does it have to become like an 8-hour job and a little overtime to actually make it pay dividends?
To be the best you can be? Absolutely. You should always want to work for that. You are it. What else? You have to.
Wait, as in you or the other person?
You can't make somebody else happy. You shouldn't even want to control that other situation. It's got to be about you. It has to be about you.
You know, and you've heard this so many times too. I gave everything I could. So if that's the case, and if people have that, I don't know, that notion that they did everything, do you sometimes, because I was talking to Dr. Schufo yesterday about how tough you can be. Both of us agree that we would love to have you as our agent, because you don't take no for an answer. You're very driven, and we respect and love you.
So you said my ears were burning yesterday.
Yeah, well, we love you for that. And I said to her earlier, if you would have been my agent 20 years ago, I'd have been retired. But let me get to my point. The point of it is, do you sometimes, as a divorce reality expert, have to make someone understand that, okay, you gave it all you did, but here's what else you did, to where it does take two to tango?
But I also know when you have to be satisfied, anybody, and I'm not saying this from Nan. Nan's been there, done that. You as the individual have to know when you've given it your all, you need to walk away and put that smile on your face, tuck it behind you and say, I know I did my best. I gave it my all. Then you move on. because you, no matter how hard you want to try to make that other person understand and want to make it work, there it takes two. You can only give what you can give. And that's is most that you should have to give.
In our society today, if you get out of a divorce without battery, as in verbal or physical abuse, lying, stealing, cheating, should you consider yourself lucky? Because divorce can be frightening as much as it can be sad. And so if you get out of it where you're only sad, do you say to someone, you're lucky?
I have somebody that's getting out of it and is happy. Both people, they were married. They had a good, strong marriage. They just developed differently. Their goals aren't the same anymore. And for them to look in the mirror and say, this is not what I want, I have to move on here. And they're on fantastic terms. Now, we're having a little trouble dealing with the separation issue of, you know, finances and everything else. So that we're working on. But that's where it comes back to once again. It's all about you. Mm-hmm. You're in control of this. You want to get divorced and you want to go lay in your bed and spend the next, you know, 2 years moping and groping, and your friends don't want to talk to you. Your family gets disgusted. They don't include you anymore. Go ahead. See how that works out for you. Mm-hmm. If you don't want the sun to shine on you, that's up to you. But if you'd like some guidance in getting going,
that's what you
moving
do.
It on, because I shoot from the hip. I give you the realities of it. You have choices to make here.
All right. Again, let me just tell you that her website is divorcerealityexpert.com. If you want to call her, and I know a lot of you out there are dealing with this, been there, done that. It can be devastating, but really there's some help that obviously a lot of people are so glad that it's there, and many of us wish it was there for us when we were going through it. 412-996-3466.
Okay, so here, I've had Jeff Pannier with me for years. He is amazing. You know, he's came into my life through the Bernie Cohen days. You
God
know,
bless
you and
Bernie,
I talk,
right.
can talk about that. I'm going to get even with you in a couple seconds here about it. Jeff is heart and soul. He comes into this for me when I can refer a client, when I can talk on another, you know, talk show. It's all about feeling good with yourself. There are things that you can do for yourself. I'm meeting with a client who is now has never worked, okay, looks at herself in the mirror and says, I need to refresh myself. What do I do? There's a lot of things that you can do non-invasive. This is the key for me. You can, Jeff's going to just take us all around, all about youth. Y-O-U-T-H is his business. He's going to enlighten us in the things that you can do. And sometimes it is about a little bit of this and a little bit of that to lighten yourself. It could be hair removal. It could be a microdermabrasion. It could be, for some people, some cosmetic tattooing, permanent makeup. These things enhance it. It doesn't work. It's got to come from the inside, but on the outside, that's where I bring Jeff Pannier in. So without further ado, Mr. Jeff Pannier, how you doing?
Wonderful. How are you doing this morning?
We're talking about you over there?
Huh?
You
oh.
like, Rob and I are just going on and on and on and on.
That's a good thing.
He was enjoying the show.
Absolutely.
Well, I think you can tie it together because, Jeff, we talk about this a lot. I love when I see somebody come in, and if you're sitting in Jeff's office, he and I can relate to somebody that comes in. How do we give it that term when their shoulders are rolled down and their head's a little bobbing down low? And after a consultation, a couple treatments, maybe it's a treatment. What do you see then, Jeff?
Oh, it's complete difference. People come in, they can't hold eye contact for whatever reason. You know, something's bothering them. And that could be hair on a woman's face. That could be acne on somebody's face. And for whatever reason, their self-esteem is low. A treatment or two, the acne's gone, the hair's starting to disappear. Now all of a sudden their shoulders are back, they're holding eye contact, they're smiling, they're attracting attention to themselves because they're happier with themselves. It's a wonderful feeling.
It's funny we bring this up. I mean, who would have told all of Pittsburgh airwaves that Nan Cohen did Botox?
Oh, I've done it too.
Well,
not the end of the world.
I could have told him. I didn't need you to tell him years ago.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
We're even. Yes, it was all about
but
him.
But can we just
then.
Say one thing? And you mentioned his name.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think people realize how much of a pioneer Bernie Cohen was. And I will always consider him a dear friend. This man, from the Starzl transplant team to being a dentist to being a plastic surgeon, educated both of us in life.
Well, he did. And that a lot of it came for me for him was it didn't matter if it what the procedure Bernie was working on, from taking off a simple mole to a breast reconstructive case to, you know, a lipo case. He always told me he wants to just create smiles. So whatever that took, and his definition was a smile makes you happy, and it glows. So then where do I pick that up from? From Jeff, because we relate to it, we see it. There's nothing more. It comes from the inside that glows right through the outside.
All right, you and him are going to talk much more, as in Jeff Pannier. He is here today, and all about youth.net. His phone number is 412-366-7301, 412-366-7301. And you can also reach Nan via email at nan@divorcerealityexpert.com or nan@nandondivorce.com. Her phone number is 412-996-3466. And the book is Dealing with Divorce, Reality Revealed, and Amazon.com or at the Pitt Bookstore. Coming up, the news headlines at the bottom of the hour, and then Nan comes back with more of Pittsburgh Works on this February 2nd, Groundhog Day. Good news is, no shadow. That means spring is just around the corner.
There's only one.
Lundberg survey says the national average for a gallon of regular went up 2 cents in the past 2 weeks.
Only one station for breaking news.
Awaiting trial on charges, she used her children to help her sell drugs.
Only one.
But the prosecutor in the case refused to indict them, refused to press charges, said he couldn't bring a case against anybody.
One station Pittsburgh has depended on for 90 years.
Let's go back to the beginning, because it has local ties.
There's only one voice of Pittsburgh. Only one. KDKA. These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
You know, when I think of Barry White, the last thing I'm thinking about is divorce.
That's because I'm getting you in the groove there, you know?
Yeah, I'm getting in the groove too, but it ain't divorce. All right, Jeff Pannier is here, all about youth.net. Nan Cohen is your host. Pittsburgh Works. And by the way, number to dial, you've got a divorce question or what he does at his wonderful place that you can find out more about it, allaboutyouth.net. Call us, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020.
All right, Jeff, let's go. Take us all around All About Youth. Everything you do there, give it to us, everything, in details.
Well, we do non-invasive laser procedures.
Which, for everybody that's out there doesn't understand, these are non-surgical.
Non-surgical.
Literally, you can go in and have a procedure done. You could do it on your lunch hour. You could do it on the weekend. There is no downtime.
Correct.
I love it.
It's wonderful. Now, the one laser that we do have, a resurfacing laser, there is a couple days where you're a little red.
A little pink, yeah.
The majority of the procedures that we do, you'd walk out into the waiting room after the procedure's done, and no one would be able to guess which procedure you had done.
Correct.
So back to work, and no one knows the difference.
And, you know, I often say that I see people at their worst, and then the joy of seeing them, which I love, at the best. You see that, and we hit on that a little earlier in the show, but it's hard for people to come in, and I have to speak from a woman's perspective, and I'll slide some men in there because I know you've done some men that I know. It's hard to come in and say, I need this done, or I'm thinking about this, and you have a phenomenal way of getting people to talk about it, and you take that edge off of us to go, you take the embarrassment out for us. So I like when you say you've pretty much seen it all.
Oh, yes. Yes. And people are very, first of all, the first step is deciding that you're going to make the call and that you're going to come into the office. And oftentimes that is the hardest thing for someone to do. They're either so embarrassed about it or they're in denial about it. But they know that something's not quite right and they'd like to see what their options are to fix that, to correct it. So you come in, first of all, you know, one of the main things when women come in to talk to me about hair removal on their face, they're devastated. They think they're the only one. Trust me, if they were the only one, I wouldn't have a business. It is so much more common than anybody thinks of, but nobody talks about it with their friends because they're trying to hide it.
Well, and you try to cover it, but we talk about, for women, hormonal changes. I mean, you didn't have it yesterday, and all of a sudden, here it is today. Okay? And you get freaked out about it, like, what's going on? So, for women, and I see this in the work that I do, you see them, and I'm showing you, I know we're on radio, they'll hold their hand up, they move around, the areas that we're talking about, the chin, correct?
Oh, yeah, all of a sudden everybody's leaning on their chin. They're holding their chin.
They do this when they're talking to me.
Right.
And right. So when we get to that point where we're, if something should be talked about or, you know, and sometimes they don't need that. But if they do, I always like to say that there's options out there. Gain the information, learn what's out there, and explore it. It could be right for you. So that means we talk about women, but there's also men on the flip side.
Men right now, it used to be that the business was probably 90% women, 10% men. Over the past 5 years, we're probably about 60-40, about 40% men. Men are coming in and they're getting laser on their face done. They're getting Botox done. A lot of middle-level management were laid off or displaced from work.
Right.
And the only way for them to compete in the workforce against those younger guys that they're worried about, the only way to get into the boss, to show him that they are the one for the job, they tell me that you never get the second chance to give a first impression. The one guy said, I'm much cheaper than a recruiter. Lasered him up, got rid of all the fine lines and wrinkles, all the crow's feet gone. He carries himself differently now. It's just a wonderful transition, and he got himself back into the workforce after looking for a couple years. He says it was because of what we did. Maybe it was.
Well, it's interesting because you know me once, and I should say, I mean, I could have carried the pencil. I'm actually due for Botox. Right between the eyes, but when I had it, my whole persona changed, just like with what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you got somebody on the line there.
Persona, what's that?
Persona.
Does like calamine lotion clear it up?
All right.
No, it's a good thing, persona. You got to have a good persona. Fran, State College, you're on the air with Nan Cohen and Jeff Pannier. Go ahead, please. What's your question?
Hi, Fran.
How's it going, Nan? I have a question for you. I caught my wife cheating. And I have a 401k listed in the local market. My name is on the account, and my wife and children are listed as beneficiaries. Can I take my name off and transfer that account to my son's name so she will not be able to receive any money out of that in the settlement?
Okay, well, let me tell you this, Fran. You got to get onto one of my financial shows so that we can figure out where you're going with that.
Okay.
You just can't make instantaneous moves and think you're hiding things around because there's this thing, wild thing called discovery. So they kind of come after and find everything that you do. So best advice was flip me an email, connect in, and we'll get you hooked up with, we'll see really what's going on with that.
Which email should he go to?
You can hit me at nan@nanondivorce.com.
Okay, nanondivorce.com.
Yes.
So I take it you're over the initial shock.
No.
No?
Nope.
So while he's on the phone,
sure.
Let me ask you this. How do you stay, I guess, focused when all seems to be crumbling around you?
Because I'm not.
Well, I don't know about that, Fran, because you at least have the wherewithal to say, you know what, I got to worry about my 401k. I'm calling Nan Cohen at KDKA.
Yeah.
I mean, I give the guy some credit.
I give you credit, too. But you got to hold it together. Listen, it's that whole, you got the whole emotional side of it, and you got the whole financial side of it. And when you're trying to put both worlds together, sometimes you end up in a real mess. That's why you've got to make sure you've got the proper people in place to take care of everything there for you.
Okay.
Hey, Fran, listen, let me give you her number, too, just in case. 412-996-3466.
3466. Okay. And that email address again, Nan?
Nan@nanondivorce.com.
Okay. Thank
All
you
right.
very much
Thanks,
for your
Fran.
Help.
All right. Any more questions for either Jeff or Nan, please call us now. Every line is open at 866-391-1020. That's toll free.
You know, it's funny when we look at things perspective of divorce and, you know, it's always they don't look at the negative. I look at the positive as moving on at times. And I don't promote divorce. Rob, you know that. I'm not about saying it's, you know, I like to make sure that the divorce needs to happen.
Well, if anything that you are, you may be tough on the outside, but you're one of the best mothers I've ever met. And you understand
thank you.
And I mean that. How significant it is for that family, that bond, especially when it comes keeping people together for their kids.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's tough. You know, the kids break at my heart, and You have to be your best that you can be for those kids. If you've got kids in the mix there, you only get, this isn't a dress rehearsal. You've got to make sure you can be the best that you can be for those kids. You've got one chance. A lot of people like to screw that up. And you know what? You have to remember, yes, you make mistakes. And kids will, they want you to be honest. You know, if you screwed up, just say you're sorry. Admit it. Don't act like you're putting it off on the other spouse. Not what you want to do. All right?
One of the things that I have learned, it really doesn't matter who did what. As long as people are safe coming out of a divorce, and I mean not abused physically or verbally in a divorce, that it really doesn't matter. You've just got to say things just didn't work out or we went in separate directions, because people don't want to hear it. And the ones that are listening before the divorce, as I've said before, they're never around when the dust settles.
That's exactly right. You know, you brought up kids, and I have to tell you, it tugs at my heart when you see kids and the things that they go through in divorce. I also see I'm very active in my school district. There's so many things that go on in their lives. How about this, Jeff? Okay, he has acne treatments that he does for children. You know, when they're going through that puberty area, you know, that little growth thing going on, and they're in high school, and you know, with all the bullying and teasing that we see, it's kind of really nice to know there's a lot of medications that are out there for acne, but Jeff does acne treatments on anybody, adult onset acne, we should say. Can you elaborate?
Adult children, you know, there's the acne treatments are so rewarding. You know, the kids come in, and just like you were saying, kids get teased, they're embarrassed, it's a tough time in their life already, and then they have acne. We have several acne treatments, acne laser treatments, blue light treatments, something called Levulan. So we're not hitting them with the antibiotics. Most of the time, people have tried all their lotions and potions and antibiotics, and it didn't work. And they come in, we do laser treatments. It is incredibly successful.
All right, we're going to get to a break. If you have a question for Jeff or Nan, call us 866-391-1020. And also, a lot of the medications that, you know, preteen and teens are taking, I'm not so sure.
Right,
about.
And that's why I like the fact that Jeff offers that, because you could try that, your treatment first. Correct?
Absolutely.
Before taking the medication.
Sure.
So I love that option. I don't want anything on the inside.
Allaboutyouth.net at 412-366-7301. We'll be back.
Fitzgerald Equalizer.
No discipline.
Not enough discipline.
No respect for authority.
I'm with a mattress, please. There are no tags on these mattresses.
If you get the chance,
tell the cops.
Give them the finger. The ACLU fought for that right, too.
Marty Griffin.
Is this the environment we expect for our children?
KDKA. These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, we're back. Nan Cohen and Jeff Panier. Let me just tell you again to go to allaboutyouth.net for some great specials, Nan.
So how about this? I do this. Watch. This is a Nan move here, okay, everybody? I always say, Jeff, do you happen to have anything you could offer the listeners? And he usually says, ta-da.
And we do.
And I love it.
Since this is the debut of All About Youth on the Rob Pratt Show here.
The Nan Cohen Show. No.
Well, you know.
He's
well,
having
I'm
so
here,
much fun.
I'm here with, you know, I'm in here with both of you.
You're on the big KDK.
Yes, what we're going to do. Yeah, the first time.
Yeah.
So all laser services, it doesn't matter if it's hair removal, if it's acne treatments, if it's wrinkle reduction, as long as they say that they heard it on this show, I'm going to do 50% off. And it's never.
I gotta go.
Wait a minute.
I'm heading to the North Hills. See ya.
Rob and I are like, we're out of here.
I'll take one of you.
Finish the show up. We're out.
It's never a surprise either, because all of our prices are listed on the internet, right on our website.
He does.
So I'm the only one around. I don't care. It's not based on your consultation. The prices are listed right there.
All right, the phone number, this happens to be the phone number. He's located on Babcock Boulevard. If you want to send him a card, it's 3450 Babcock Boulevard, North Hills, 412-366-7301. I believe they should have drive-through windows for Botox. I mean, it really
he
does.
He loves it.
It does. It changes your whole outlook and attitude. And I've had people, you know, smack me around a little bit and make fun of me, but I guarantee you do it one time, literally, when you look in the mirror the next time, it's like 10 years of your life has been erased. And you've gone back 10 years. It's that quick. The results are that quick.
Well, yeah. When I left there from Jeff, and I do go there, Jeff, he hit my one area. I don't have to say what it is on the air, but he did. And it was great. And he kept saying, oh, you know, you have the growth and this and that, blah, blah, blah.
Where's the area?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, okay. You sure?
Meet me out there, you know?
Okay.
It's private consultation, you know?
I gotcha.
To get with Jeff. I'm telling you, I had it. There's nothing that I wouldn't do with Jeff out there at the play, at All About Youth. And we've been on the air for a long time. There, he's safe, you know. He makes you feel comfortable with what you have to have done. The key to this is, though, as Jeff will tell you, we know Valentine's Day is coming. We know, you know, turn that around. We're going to be hitting spring, summer. This is not the kind of thing if you want your legs done, under your arms, bikini area. You don't get one treatment. So Jeff, can you enlighten us with that?
Yeah, so if you're talking about hair removal, you're talking about 5-6 treatments 1 month apart from each other. So it's time to start now. Laser vein treatments, those are pretty instant. You come in one time, we'll bring in for a follow-up in case anything reopened. So, but for hair removal, you're talking about, you know, 5-6 months until it's all gone.
Look, there was a time when being a manly man, you had to have lots of chest hair and lots of arm hair. And well, I got to tell you, forget about that back hair. I can't stand it. I hate it. I think too much hair ain't no good unless it's on your head. And I think people need to understand a lot of men are getting wax treatments as well and getting hair removal for unsightly places, such as it starts at the base of their neck and goes to the base of their spine. So it's just something that we need to think about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I lasered my back, so there's no more hair on my back. From my jawline down, past my Adam's apple, no more hair. I ride a Harley. The motorcycle helmet, the strap would turn the hairs in. You get ingrown hairs. You laser all that hair off, no more ingrown hairs, no problems. It's wonderful.
And I have to say that I had a couple male clients, and they said, you know, to be honest, when you get out there in that dating world, are things important like this? And I said, yeah, they are. You know, when our parents were there, they didn't have these things options. So you had to go out with that, you know, gentleman who might have had a little bit too much hair. Why not be the best that you can be? So I sent him out to see Jeff.
And 50% off, too. Are you kidding
I can't
me?
Believe you said it. You did shock me on that one over there, Mr. Panier.
Oh, that was a big one. I just had a dentist come in, and we lasered all the hair off of his hands and fingers. He's always putting his hand in a rubber glove.
There you go.
That dark hair, you know, shining through that rubber glove that he's sticking near somebody's mouth. He says that he should have been able to do it. He should have done this years ago. It was great.
Well, there you go. And I'm still shocked that he's offered that 50%. So I want my KDK people to get out there and take advantage of it, because we're all going to be looking pretty nice and happy and smiling for the summer.
Here's the phone number. It's 412-366-7301, 412-366-7301.
And you know, we're talking about permanent makeup over there.
Permanent makeup.
I love it. Love it.
Tattoo on that eyeliner. Tattoo on,
you
know, filling your eyebrows.
You wake up, women, you are refreshed. You know, when you tell me you have all these things to do with the kids and this and that. Listen, you wake up and you look in the mirror and it's on every day. And it is picture perfect. Oh, yes.
Oh, get out of bed, get out of the shower, get out of the pool, and the eyes are already on.
Yeah.
And one of the things that you don't think about, my mother, for example, she didn't have the best eyes, you know, being able to see. Tattooing on that eyeliner was just a blessing for her, you know, because, you know, how do you do it?
Kept her from having to worry about being in between the lines.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly, you know. But just taking that part away, you know, that part of the, if you want to say that's the hassle of getting ready in the morning, you know, that part of it's now gone.
Well, and I think to myself, there's a whole host of things. You know, we've talked about this on other shows. You know, for somebody that might have MS, rheumatoid arthritis, it's just the maneuverability of being able to do that. Done, consider it. It's a blessing. It's on.
How many people do you think that we'll see at the Academy Awards, okay, on stage or even in the audience, have had Botox?
How many do you think are walking in Grant Street downtown?
I'm just curious. You know, I just asked the question.
Lots.
I would say 98%.
I think to myself, you know, and that's the nice thing about it. You don't have to publicize it like they do out there. You know, you're not expected.
I mean, there are people that actually do it to, you know, they've got perspiring issues where they can't stop perspiring.
Right.
You know, people have done it where they've had injections in their armpits in places where, you know, a lot of sweat comes out. Why do you think people are so apprehensive to say, yeah, I've had it done? What's the big deal?
Well, you could just tell everybody
It's getting so much more accepted now. It used to be that people would try to hide, you know, what they were doing. Now I'm finding out that's...
It's like going to the barbershop.
Yeah, it's much, much less now. You know, people are just, you know, freely admitting, you know, that they're doing it, you know, and hiding. If you want to hide it, that's fine. I do have many people that, you know, come in that want, you know, that say, please don't even call my house.
Give us one name. No.
How about the lines, the Mariette lines for women?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Juvederm, you do an injectable filler, that's instant. That's, you know, you inject it and those Mariette lines are gone. The nasolabial folds, instant gratification with that.
We're going to take a break. And we'll come back 50% off. He's 3450 Babcock Boulevard. The phone number, 412-366-7301. Also, Nan Cohen is here as well. Of course, this is her hour, the first Saturday of every month, DivorceRealityExpert.com. Her book, Dealing with Divorce, Reality Revealed, available at Amazon.com and Pitt Bookstores. Back with more in a moment.
Get the instant power of KDKA right to your phone. Get KDKA now.
If you want the power of KDKA on your phone,
no frivolous fluff,
you need KDKA now.
Text KDKA now to 84816.
It's KDKA now
to 84816.
Standard text messaging rates apply.
Text alerts.
Text alerts instantly.
If something really big,
really big happens,
it's KDKA now
to 84816.
Get the alerts you need instantly.
KDKA now.
All right, here's what I got to say. And my final things for today's show. If you are in any phase of your divorce, before, during, after, don't hesitate. I don't care if you think the question is silly. Pick up the phone. Give me a call. We can get through it. 412-366. I'm giving out your number. How about that? Over there, all about you. How about my phone number? If you can get me at 412-996-3346. And for Jeff, I'm telling you, thank you for doing that for the listeners. They're going to thank you for it. You offered them 50% off the laser service.
50% off all laser treatments.
Laser services. And you know what? We're telling you now, if you're thinking about this for the spring, for the summer, to have it done and complete, you need to call and start getting scheduled, correct?
Correct.
All right, you can reach Jeff at 412-366-7301. He's located on Babcock Boulevard in the North Hills, all about youth. Rob, I think we took you all around the world today, from divorce to getting yourself perked up, feeling good. You have no excuses not to call one of us.
No, and I think we should leave on an upbeat note that no matter how dark it seems, it will get better. It always does.
It will, and maybe, you know, it's sometimes it's not the family breathing down your back. It's not the friends. Sometimes it's the outsider that's just giving you a little bit of a dose of reality. It's life's too short. I'm on this roll. It's just too short not to enjoy every day that you can. And Jeff, thank you for coming in, spending some time with us, helping us to be all that we can be.
Thank you very much.
I love them. So please keep doing what you're doing out there for everybody at All About Youth. Rob, we're going to be back here next month, and we're going to get heavy into planning with custody issues coming up with children. Let me tell you, you need to get to my website. Also, submit your email address. I don't want to let you know, after last show, we got quite a few inquiries into Nan's hosting the divorce party, so we want to make sure everybody's information, it will be invite only, and the list is growing, and we're thrilled to be doing this.
The only difference at her party, it's kind of like a Tupperware party, but you get to keep custody of the lids. Is that how it works? All right. Hey, thank you, Nan. Nice meeting you too, Jeff.
Very nice meeting you, Rob.
Great stuff.